o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch
begins now. Now, let me start by saying that I'm an old man. I get it. I mean, I feel young, like Tausch said, until, you know, he's getting his brakes beat in by a 28-year-old on the golf course. But I feel young.
Wow, the dude is a four handicap too.
Hmm. What are you?
16.
So I'm not young.
Why are you grinning like that when you say 16? Sounds like you're lying when you do. I'm a 16. I got away with it.
They didn't even question me on it. So yesterday, and look, all the a bunch of the teams do this. Okay. The schedule release video from their social media teams. It's become a thing. The Los Angeles Chargers seem to be among the top teams at that because they got to sell tickets because mostly opposing fans come to their stadium.
The Chargers and Titans have dominated.
Titans, yeah. You took it right away. That's the other one. They have a history of being good.
Great job, GSC.
Thank you, Tigers.
The Packers. They had Josh Jacobs having some sort of, I think they called it a fever dream. It felt to me like what I imagine an ayahuasca trip would be like. I'm very confused by this. Jesse, am I the only one? I know Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, but again, they're not the Gen Z target audience either. Am I just over the hill? Did I just miss something, or was it flat out weird?
So that's what I thought too, because I thought this was a reference. Like a lot of the themes this year, they did either reenactments of like TV shows or Minecraft was a popular
Minecraft
one.
Minecraft is big. Yep.
There were a couple of things that I'm familiar with. There are a couple of things that I'm not. And I thought, okay, like I didn't get the reference, so let me go check.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find anywhere on any social media what the reference was. Like, I don't think it was a reenactment of a TV show or anything. I think it was just an original idea that was all over the place. And
disorienting.
A lot of the feedback on it was, well, it was certainly unique. I saw a comment, how are we always so bad at this every year? Like, it can't be that hard to just come up with a theme. Like, I forgot who did Mario Kart. And just, I think it was the Falcons. They just said, okay, so, like, select Bijan Robinson. And Ludacris was the little starting guy. And it was 3, 2, 1, go. And then he's bouncing off all the different opponents. Like, that's easy theme. It's kind of recurrent. Like, I don't know why this is so hard for them to get this right, to just have something that appeals to the majority of the fan base that everybody understands.
Well, maybe it appealed to a lot of people. I'm not here to cast aspersions on them. I just didn't get it. So maybe that's a me problem. That's not a them problem. But it was weird to me. But again, I'm not the target demographic. Now, the one that I like the best, because in part, you know, I covered him in the Eastern Conference Finals, and he shut me down on one of my questions to him, was Allen Iverson being in the Buffalo Bills one, where Josh Allen tells Bean, not Billy Bean, something else Bean, that, hey, we should use AI. And he doesn't know what AI is, so he uses Allen Iverson instead of an AI video, artificial intelligence. I like that one. You mentioned the Titans. They did one that was like a send-up of one of those drug commercials, you know, the pharmaceutical ads.
That was
that
funny.
One worked.
That was good.
Right? And the Chargers had another go. They used Minecraft as well. So I don't want to hate on it just because I didn't get it, because maybe that's me. But I found it to be weird and hard to understand. That's all. Tausch, you didn't even see it, did you?
I didn't, no. I didn't. I figured if it was really good, I would have seen it on Twitter /X, and it would have went viral, as the kids say, and it sounds as if It did not. Listen, I like just try stuff out. Sometimes you're going to hit home runs. Sometimes you're going to fail miserably. I like that you're at least going out there and trying it. I don't care. You know, I don't need you to be the best social media team. I need you to be the best team. This is my Jason Wilde.
It is kind of funny, and I don't know, ironic maybe, how the best teams at schedule releases are traditionally some of the most underachieving teams. Yep. Like the Chargers and the Titans and the Falcons, like the teams that are really good teams
don't
do very great.
Don't
schedule
put out a release of someone arresting Tyreek Hill and then pulling it back. Like, you planned and prepped this for months. Own it. Let it ride.
They apologize.
Don't sit there and then. No, you don't need to.
Drew Rosenhaus reached out to Adam Schefter again to let him know that the Colts had apologized.
They also said Jaden Reed wants more catches.
They issued a statement that said their schedule release, this is the Colts, I believe, right? Schedule release violated some terms with Microsoft and also had something offensive about Tyreek Hill. We decided that wasn't a good idea.
Well,
oh, by the way.
The Colts are going to implode. And I don't usually say this just based off of an internet video. It tells you what that organization, you got a rudderless ship there. The ship is rudderless.
That owner thing
is going to implode.
The owner is
And I'm
going
to make a bold statement here. I think they're going to bring Pat McAfee in to run their operation.
Oh, my God.
It's a prediction.
It is a prediction. I predict that today's trivia contestant...
Tony Boselli, it took over the Jags. Pat McAfee is incredibly tight with Irsay. The place needs to be reset. Pat McAfee to take over the football ops in Indy. Who says no?
Indy.
Maybe. You know they hired Jeff Saturday from ESPN, right?
They did do that. Yeah, interim coach.
They did. How'd that go?
Jason.
I do. Yeah, I know.
I don't know.
They won a few games.
Not much different than what they're doing now. Yeah,
not great. All right. We need to play some trivia so someone can put themselves in position to have a chance to have a chance to win a Vortex Golf Range Finder. Jesse, what's today's category? I have to step away for trivia.
Have you guys seen those cute kid videos? No, I just text our social media queen.
Dude, you asked this yesterday.
I know.
You literally asked it yesterday.
Literally. Yeah, they're awesome. Like, it is awesome.
I'm glad you like
them. On the web.
I'm glad you
don't like them.
I do. I actually enjoy them, too. I don't know why you're bringing it up for the second consecutive day.
Why I'm bringing it up? Why would the Packers social media team not do that?
That would have been a great one. Would have been great. Also, maybe something using Wicked as the theme, because that was a very popular film.
Get off your Wicked
horse. That you could watch on Peacock.
About some witches from Kansas. Nobody is interested in your Kansas witches, okay?
Jesse, what's today's trivia
category? It'd be great if. What if they got cats? What if they played cats? You're always trying to Broadway everything up. What can we do to broadify things?
Hakuna Matata. Would have been better than what they did.
Yeah?
Jesse?
Clear your Packers schedule is today's trivia category. Glad you asked, Jason. Clear your Packers schedule.
Creative.
Questions about the Green Bay Packers schedule.
I swore NHL playoffs was Thursday.
I said it was going to be, but I forgot it was scheduled release. We'll do NHL tomorrow. Caller 18.
No,
18 for the 18-game schedule. Caller 18.
844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. There's 18 weeks. Would you stop?
It's 17 games.
Stop talking!
No, I like this. It's fun. I want to remind you, Jesse get all rattled.
You need to go to the App Store and get yourself the brand new ESPN Wisconsin app. Your state, your teams, your ESPN. A customizable homepage, easier and quicker live listening. Your shit at the touch of a fingertip. It's the ESPN Wisconsin app. Find it in both the Apple and Android app stores today. Trivia is next with Jesse and Tausch. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
And Tausch back with you. In a stunning turn of events, Jason takes the trivia segment off today. Usually it's the other way around. You going to be okay covering for him here, Tausch?
What are you talking about?
Well, usually yeah, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Normally, you're the
one
who's
like... I take Wednesdays off. If you don't notice, Jason loves doing trivia, and I love answering and jumping in on the questions. So,
Come on. Time now for Wildy and Tausch Trivia, and it's brought to you by Vortex Golf.
Wildy and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Vortex Golf. Rangefinders you can bet on.
One of the things that I think has been great about Vortex Golf being our new proud partner of Wildy and Tausch Trivia with this awesome prize pack, including a rangefinder and a Vortex Golf swag bag, is it's bringing back some of our greatest trivia contestants, including Jay in Pewaukee, today's trivia contestant for Wildy and Tausch Trivia presented by Vortex Golf. Jay, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
Are you... happy or not thrilled that Jason has decided to take this segment off while you play trivia?
I'm cool with him not on.
Yeah, not a bad Jay.
You know what?
Oh, Nelly!
That was the wrong question to ask. All right, Jay and Pewaukee, the trivia category today is the Green Bay Packers schedule. Tausch, you have question number one.
Okay, Jay, who did Tausch say is going to be the toughest road game out this game? This is the 33rd consecutive season that the Green Bay Packers will be featured in which primetime television slot? Is it Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, or a beat into Bears Day Night Football?
That first question started and then it canceled out. Was that the wrong question?
Well, if you answer both, Jesse might give you two. You can answer both.
No, Jay, Tausch went off script and decided he was going to be clever and ask you something about what he said earlier in the show that has nothing to do with what the actual trivia question was. So, no.
That's fair.
Okay. So the question is, what the Packers' schedule is going to have that hasn't happened in 33 years, and what are the options again?
Monday night, Sunday night, or beaten to Bears night.
A.
All right, we're good.
Got it.
That was an adventure. You threw him off by starting question, then changing it, and then I don't think he fully interpreted the question correctly. But he ended up with the right answer. That's what matters.
Jesse, it's on me. I tried to get him. I wanted to see if Jay was listening when I said that the Denver Broncos road game is going to be the game I feel worst about the opportunity for the Packers to win. That's on me. My bad.
Thank you for playing the hits. Jade Pewaukee, question number two. I'll take this one, Tausch. You're good. Okay. With this year's week one contest against the Lions, the Packers will have opened the season 3 of the last 4 years against a divisional opponent. Which team was the only non-divisional opponent the Packers opened the season facing in that 4-year stretch? Is it the New Orleans Saints, the Philadelphia Eagles, or the Indianapolis Colts?
Saints.
Sorry, Jay. It was last year, and that's why I thought this question. I thought at first this might be too easy, but then I thought, you know what? I think a lot of people forget the Eagles game in Brazil last year was the Packers opener. Mm. It was the Philadelphia Eagles last year. Yeah, tough
question. Jesse, very tough question. But, again, this Vortex Golf Package is the real deal.
Not for the week.
I don't mind that these questions are a little tougher. All right, Jay, last one. Let's get you a third entry here. Give you a good shot at that swag bag and that awesome rangefinder from Vortex. Which team did the Packers play in Week 18 the last time they played a regular season finale on the road? Is it the Bears, the Lions, or the Vikings?
Oh, shoot.
Tough question.
I think it was the Vikings.
You had it, Jay.
God, you had it.
You had it. It was right there.
You had it.
The Detroit Lions. In what many say,
that's
not
like you remember. Remember those old Scantron tests back in college? Where Jesse, you're probably too young.
No, I took the Scantron.
Where
you
fill out the little set and then you erase it. And you're kind of like, I should have stuck with my first instinct, but then you ended up going over to see and it was wrong. That was, I think, you Scantron that one, Jay.
Yeah.
It was the Detroit Lions. I was there. Our tropical trip to Detroit in January of 2022. To culminate the 2021 season. And really the start of what became the up and up for the Detroit Lions was winning that football game against the Green Bay Packers. Jay only got one of our three questions right. That's the same as our first time contestant Brennan did yesterday. The good news is all you need is one to have a chance at the Vortex prize pack. Two entries of the possible four. We will see how you fare in tomorrow's drawing. Thanks so much for playing. Thanks for tuning in as always.
Thank you. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Jay in Pewaukee.
Jay. I'll tell you what's nice about this. We got some cats that want this prize pack. Like there, you could tell Jay was frustrated with himself for only getting one. He knows it could be that one entry. It could be that one ping pong ball, the coin toss that went from the Mavs to the Bulls and got that extra ping pong ball that ends up getting a Cooper flag. It ends up getting a Vortex rangefinder. It's those one little thing that can be the difference in that. And that, you can tell the intensity. This is the playoffs of Wildy and Tausch Trivia.
It really is. It really is. A prize pack valued at triple digits, including this rangefinder from Vortex Golf. Pretty awesome. And we have a lot of strong competition in the running for it again this week here on Wildy and Tausch Trivia. So before Jason comes back next segment for Whoa Nelly, I do want to promote ourselves for a second here, Tausch, because we have something fun planned for this evening. Now, there is some potential threat of severe weather in the forecast. So this is all kind of knock on wood. We hope this is all going to come to fruition. But tonight, you and I on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel, scheduled for a 6 o'clock first pitch, the Cardinals strikeout cancer high school baseball game between Sun Prairie East and Middleton. You and I are scheduled for the play-by-play call. Oh boy. Are you
Am I prepared?
Yeah, are you prepared to call a baseball? Like, you've done Badger football, obviously.
For sure.
Like, are you ready for high school baseball with me?
Well, I don't know about with you, but I lobbied to work the Fort Myers Classic with Matt LePay down for college hoops. I think, obviously, my football knowledge base is probably a little. There you go. Coors Light's flowing down there in Fort Myers. Yes, I have. I was at the Sun Prairie Middleton game on Tuesday, which was a thriller. Middleton was up 3-1. They ended up giving up three in the bottom of the seventh. Sun Prairie does a walk off. You got both of the aces throwing. This is a big deal. The cancer game, it's such a cool thing that you have two big rivals. They're coming together. They alternate year in, year out to raise money. It's an awesome event for the community. It's a great baseball game every year. And we got both aces for both programs going tonight. It'll be a fun watch if the weather holds up.
The start time originally was set for 4:30. They pushed it back to 6 o'clock as of this morning. So 6 o'clock scheduled first pitch. You can watch that exclusively on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel tonight at 6. We're going to re-air it a couple of times on the radio in the coming weeks. So excited to bring that to you tonight. I'm excited for it. I don't know if Tausch is as excited as I am, but you're into the high school baseball scene in Sun Prairie. I think you're ready.
Don't be this guy that is like, oh, you excited too? Yeah, I'm excited. I'm there. I'm going. I'm fired up. Yes.
And rumor has it Pizza Hut might make an appearance, which is always a good thing for us.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
All right, now I'm really excited.
Whoa, Nelly.
You know why? Because nobody out pizzas the Hut.
That's right. No one out pizzas the Hut. No one out pizzas Jason Wilde. Well, no one. Pizza Hut out pizzas Jason Wilde. Jason's coming back for Whoa, Nelly is what I'm trying to say. And that's going to happen next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Jesse, I want to publicly apologize to you. I feel like all week long, well, except for yesterday when we did Wojashi, and you were sitting in your comfortable chair for the remainder of the show, because in Madison we'd obviously switched to the Brewers game. I feel like I've short shrifted Wo Nelly.
Nah.
So let's rectify. Yeah, and I know that there are some people who
I ain't gonna lie to you. Yesterday, we could have short shrifted the short shrift, and I think everybody had been happy.
Well,
just being honest.
I thought Joshy did a great job with you guys stepping in yesterday.
I think we put Joshy in a tough spot, is what I think.
We put Josh in a tough spot, but Jesse, listen, man, you can't BS people. It sucked. Mm-hmm. Like, let's not BS people. Okay. I like shooting straight.
I'm not getting Wally Pipped by Josh anytime soon, so that's good.
Oh, burn, Josh.
Well, let's shoot people straight here. We don't know if this will be good or bad, but we know that it's time for Whoa, Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wilde and Tausch.
All right, potentially a lot of ground to cover in Whoa, Nelly today. Hmm. So, do you want to start? Because there's two things that have been lingering for at least 24 hours that I wanted to bring up with
lingering.
You guys.
So, that's a great word.
One is the trip to go get ice cream that Beck and I had on Monday
evening.
Oh, I
want the ice cream.
Okay.
Anything
well,
ice cream.
The other is Up North Joe related. I know you're a big fan of Up North
well,
Joe.
Well, let's make sure we get
time for both.
Yeah, the last segment could be 30 seconds if necessary.
It often is. All right. So.
And actually, I'd also like some bubbler talk because I could use a little more bubbler in the house. So we could do all three.
Oh, I was just making a request of Tier 1 Tyler. Tyler. Probably during Whoa, Tyler.
I haven't heard how golf went last night for Tier 1 Tyler, so I'm guessing that means it went poorly. And that's your bubbler update. All right, so Beck and I went to go get ice cream at a unsponsored ice cream place in Sun Prairie recently.
I thought they were all sponsored on our show.
No. This one's more of a chain place.
Blue roof.
A blue roof. Not a blue roof. Different primary color roof.
Hey,
I
guys,
believe.
No chains. This is simple. That's where we're at.
Thanks for shouting no chains 4 times. We know.
Well, you kept going.
I don't remember saying
any
location.
I would say one of the best things. Listen, man, Sarah's great. Sarah has forced me. I used to always go path of least resistance because. Let's be honest, trying to find, especially with kids, and then if you're trying to go out with couples or something else, finding a place everybody feels comfortable to eat at is a pain in the you-know-what. This rule of thumb where you're not doing if we're going out to eat, we're not doing a chain. Now, if it's me and the kids, we'll go get chains. We'll go have some of that cinnamon butter now without giving away anything. We'll have a little cinnamon butter. But if old girl's with us, there are no chains. No chains.
Except Pizza right. Hut.
Well, of course.
That's very different. Yeah.
Cheesy bites, that 28 cheesy
Chipotle
bites right now.
Chipotle ranch?
Mm-hmm. Those dippable ranches? Oh,
the
babe.
Ranch flight? Come on now.
No one out Pizza Hut.
Let me tell you
Hut.
Something. We have, I have an idea out in front of our friends at Pizza Hut that's going to blow your mind if we execute.
Tausch is bringing back the book club. It'll be Tausch's book club.
Jason, you will be involved with your kids. It will be retro night. We're going to be playing Galaga.
What?
We're going to be, I mean, it is, if this comes to fruition, I couldn't be more excited.
You had me at retro night. Now, could we get back to the salty cow or wherever the heck you went for ice cream?
So, Becca's favorite ice cream place is across town. It's a little bit of a drive for us. And we had done some work in the backyard. And she's like, yeah, I could really go for some ice cream out there. And we're like, okay, sure. We'll go.
Is it run by royalty? Not by a king, but maybe his wife.
There might be a monarchy involved. Yes, there might be a monarchy involved.
Okay, thank you.
So
that's her favorite ice cream?
Not important for the sake of the story. I'm sorry I brought it up. It doesn't matter where we were going.
This might sound crazy. I have never had ice cream at that place. And I have had ice cream almost everywhere.
Obviously.
Never. That's not nice. Never have I had ice cream at the place Jesse's talking about.
Not that we're saying where it is.
They used to have the best, though, original chicken sandwich. Oh, God. That was the goat.
You are something else. You are such a contradiction. It's incredible.
You've had the chicken sandwich from the red-roofed ice cream place of royalty that we're not mentioning.
The monarchy.
First off, hey, nobody is ever going to put ice cream with that chain. Ever. Ever.
No, yes, they do. That's all about the snowstorm
that
they call their primary ice cream item.
Just wait a second. Are we talking about the same monarchy?
It doesn't matter.
we're not, clearly. You're thinking about the king, and I'm talking about a queen.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking of.
What are you talking about?
You're unbelievable.
I'm talking about blank Henry VIII. That's not the place you're talking about?
And we're talking about Elizabeth
II. No. I still don't know the place you're talking about.
You worked Elizabeth on a dairy. Your parents owned a dairy farm.
Okay. All right.
Some might say Diane was the queen of the farm.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if this is what you had in mind, but this has been amazing.
I legit was thinking, whoever goes to that place to get ice cream? Nobody.
Now everybody.
That was a misstep.
That's who you're thinking of.
Yes, because I like to go to places for ice cream that have burger in the title.
Been a whopper of a segment already. All right.
Well played, sir.
That's good.
So we went to get ice cream and we went to go through the. Nothing I'm going to say is going to match what just happened. I should just move on to the Up North Joe portion.
No, I want to hear the story.
So I do too. Because we were working out in the yard, like you're getting, you know, dirt and moving stuff around, kind of, you know, feeling yucky and gross. So I changed I had a t-shirt and shorts that didn't match. I threw some flip-flops on with socks. I looked terrible. And I'm like, all right, it doesn't matter. We're just going through the drive-thru. We're just going to go get some ice cream, come back, chill. Like, that's going to be our night. So we get over there. They're paving the entire parking lot, so you can only go in. And I said, we can't go in. I can't go in there looking like this. And now I learned a lesson. I'm never going to leave the house looking this bad because...
I don't believe that.
If you run into a situation where you have to go in somewhere, like Becca was upset that we didn't get to go to her favorite ice cream place.
So you aborted the mission?
We aborted the mission and we ended up at a different establishment. And I'm not going to make you guess what the other establishment.
You sat out in the car.
Because she wasn't going to go in by herself and get it. And I didn't really know exactly. I didn't know exactly what I wanted. I wanted to look at the menu.
What do you mean you don't know exactly what you want? At that point, you would have eaten any ice cream she brought. And you know it.
It's not wrong.
She thought there are also like questions on, you had to park like on the main road to try and go in. She thought they weren't even open because there was no one in there, but the sign was on. And she's like,
so there's no one in there. There was no one to see what a schlub you look like.
She said abandon the mission. So we abandoned the mission.
Come on,
we ended up going through a drive-thru at another place. My question was going to be, what's the lousiest you've ever looked in public? But I don't even know if that's worth going down at this point.
I don't know. How? Why are you so concerned?
Just go in and get an ice cream.
Yes.
Like, what are you doing?
This is dumb.
Jason went to a VIP gala in shorts and sandals. You can't go get some ice cream with some dirt on your hands? Like,
I'm
come on.
Not sure that's a great example, but it's a fair statement for sure.
Are you concerned? I know that it's a monarchy.
I don't understand you two. I don't understand you two.
How do you
Becky
not
wants
go
ice
in?
Cream. She, you guys drive all the way over there. Go get some ice cream.
We went and got ice cream at a different place that wasn't her favorite
place. It's
not
her favorite, exactly. She loves Burger King for ice cream.
Here's what I promise. Here's what I'll promise you, and it's not even a Quick Trip re-day today. But that's easy. Go into Quick Trip. There's plenty of construction workers. Everybody is welcome into Quick Trip. Go in there. Get a for real. Grab yourself an ice smoothie. They got all those options. If you want, go get one of those great tubs ice cream.
And 4 days of chicken meals.
There you go. You could have got a chicken enchilada. There's all those options. And that's even better than the places you're talking about.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Jesse. Who are you going to run into at DQ that you are so concerned about what they're going to think of?
Blakeslee would see him.
Yeah, Blakeslee for sure would have been in there.
Only if there were samples.
Look at this schlum.
Get over yourself, man. No one cares that you look like a schlub. Just get your ice cream.
Get your ice cream and move on with your life,
yes,
man.
Whoa, Nelly.
Were you going to get a blizzard?
I didn't know you guys
gonna
were
be the
so,
mix-in?
I didn't know you guys were so, and I don't want to use the term vain, but.
Prim and proper?
It's not vain to say I look terrible. I'm not going to walk in there and, like, put myself out there like that. Like, I think that's a normal thought.
Do you honestly
have.
Think? By the way, you mentioned that the place was empty because of the parking lot.
Yeah,
repaving.
Becca had concerns they were even open. I saw the open sign was on, but
so you think in the off chance you go in there, it's going to be some big fan of Wildy and Tausch, and they're going to be a YouTube dweller, and then for the next month they're going to be telling stories. They might even snap a picture of you and say, look what a slob Jesse looked like when he went for ice cream on a random Wednesday night.
What if you run into a coworker in there? What if you run into someone? Becca's on a committee in this city. What if you run into someone from the committee? What if you run into this guy that we saw at the tailgate tour and he wants to take a picture?
He made his own shirt.
It's awesome. We never talked about this guy. I forgot his name now, but he's a great fan. He listens on the podcast all the time. And I don't think he even complains about it being out of order sometimes like some people do. Love that guy.
All right, get to Up North Joe before
I ran
out
of music because we spent too much time thinking of the place.
This was one of our best segments ever.
Whoa, Nelly!
Okay, Up North Joe, yesterday you said, how's the kid and all that stuff? And I said, he texted me a little bit after trivia and said, everything's great. And I had, you know, passive aggressively said, you know, we haven't been invited over yet to go see her and all that stuff. And Up North Joe said, you guys are always invited. I think.
So you just set down the phone and went right to his house.
Well, no, but I said I was going to get after him a little bit because I heard on Unsportsmanlike the other day, if there's a standing invite, if you tell someone you're always invited, that means you're not actually invited. Like,
Unsportsmanlike is right on
you can't
that.
Just say, unless it's someone like a family member who just like lives 5 minutes down the road and comes over randomly, like that's a standing invite. But if it's someone like Up North Joe where he lives an hour away, we usually see him up north and not at his house. Like if you say you're always invited over, that's not a real invite. You got to have it come on over Saturday night. Let's do this and this, whatever. Like there's got to be actual plans for an invite.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. It has to be, yes, come over at such and such a time. Otherwise, that is the equivalent of, oh, man, I'll catch up with you later. You ain't going to catch up with them later. See you next time. You know, that's a good one.
there's no commitment with see you next time. It's just whatever you're in here next, you're good. Like, that makes sense.
Well, are you implying, because I don't want to put words in your mouth, are you implying that Up North Joe doesn't really want you to come see the baby and come to his East Troy, Elkhart Lake, wherever he's at, regular residence? He just he views you as up north Jesse?
No, I think he wants us to come over. His intentions are good.
But?
I'd like a little more ownership from him coming up with an exact plan of, hey, let's get together on a Sunday afternoon and let's have some quick trip chicken and you guys come over and see the baby. And
Would you be welcome if you came right from the yard covered in dirt wearing mismatched clothing and socks and sandals?
Well, yes, because you know, the up north crew has seen each other at our worst. Like when you're up north and you're up for 4th of July week and whatnot, you see each other at your worst. That's different than going out
downtown.
So how did
you respond? How did you respond to you're always invited? I would have said, okay, well, let me look at the calendar and I'll let you know a couple days that might work for us.
I said, well, I'm free this Sunday.
Good. And what did he say? Sorry, we're busy.
Maybe. I don't know. We're going to be up north Memorial Day. Why don't we just see you then?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Yeah, you guys are on to something.
Whoa, Nelly!
That's tough. All right, that's it for Whoa, Nelly.
That was productive.
I thought it was fantastic. I really did. I don't know what our fans in the YouTube comments thought, but I thought it was great. We will wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch. Almost out of time here on Wildy and Tausch. I got to get to Lambeau for the assistant coaches on the defensive side of the ball. We talked to Jeff Hafley earlier in the week. DeMarcus Covington, the new defensive line coach, is my intended target today. Tausch, we have said, and we don't want to send any shade toward Jason Rebrovich, but they added two edge rushers in the fourth and fifth round. Goody was saying all offseason, we've got the guys we need. How much pressure does that put on DeMarcus Covington to be the guy who brings out what Jason Rebrovich wasn't able to in the first year of the system with all these high-priced first-round pick guys that were not generating a pass rush?
I would think from an assistant coach standpoint, he is probably going to be highlighted more than any other new assistant we've seen here in Green Bay in a while. Because that group, in the eyes of a lot of people, and I think most folks, they have not reached their potential. You spend all this capital on guys, first-round picks, Wyatt, Van Ness, Rashawn Gary. You got to see more than what you're getting. And I guess the question is, A, where do you see Lucas Van Ness settling in is a question I'd love for you to kind of get. What are you seeing from him? What's your vision? How are you going to make him a better player? And I'd love to hear the answers on that. And then I'd love just an overall evaluation of what he's seen Rashawn Gary on film. Because mm-hmm. I would bet he's going to, and again, coaches will use coach speak, I'm guessing he's going to say it's better than what we as fans see and view how Rashawn played. So he's going to be in positive mode because it's his first time and all this other stuff. But make no mistake about it, I think there was a very surgical maneuver by Matt LaFleur to say, we're not getting enough development out of this group. We need to make a big, bold change, and we're putting it on this young man to do it.
Well, he does have a varied experience level. He obviously worked for Bill Belichick, who, again, will not be taking any questions about his relationship with his girlfriend. But maybe he could tell us about DeMarcus Covington if I reach out to him at UNC. All right, that's it for us today. We will do it again tomorrow. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.